Well, hello, chat. Welcome back to another Couch Cast stream. Wait, I did it wrong. Oh, can we just restart the stream, dude?
All right, cancel stream. Game over.
All right, take two. Hey, friends. Welcome back to another Simple Mo stream brought to you by Couch Cat. We do this twice a week. We used to. We do it once a week. Thursday, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern. I'm Pison. That's Crazy Fi.
That's me, yes.
Who's still... but not here, but then he's here, so I don't know what to believe at the moment. And tonight we are going over some housekeeping, if you will. We have some updates for you. We have some things shaken. Do people say that? People say that, right? Some things shaken, some things cooking in the kitchen, if you will. We're going to go over the weekly guild stats blog post that dropped yesterday by Crazy Fi. We're going to go over some other content. I mean, yeah, that's what's cooking in the kitchen. And then we're going to go briefly over the weekly, or I should say the seasonal guild leaderboard progress report. It's the 10th one of the season of spring 2023, because there's one movement on the board. So we're not going to spend like 40 minutes talking about it. It's going to be brief. I will have time to just hang out and chat and roast someone tonight, because I'm trying to do at least like one roast a night. But yeah, chat, we're going to bring in global chat, because we always forget about global chat, you know. I don't know why. It's just, you know, it's not that important, but we still love them, kind of. So here's global chat. Global chat's with us. And then also stream chat will be saying hi soon. But Crazy Fi, it's the second stream in a row since Baby Fi.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I got some sleep. I got a 30-minute nap before stream, so that was nice. yeah, I don't know. Life is going. It's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anything new? Anything you're working on for Couch Cat or for yourself while you have this time off, you know, on baby duty? No.
I mean, there'll be another Idle MMO article coming out next couple days, probably.
We'll talk about Idle MMO later. I don't know how Simple MMO players feel about that yet.
Even though joining the Discord. It's surprising.
It's like the old guard, and every day they just say, "I can't wait, can't wait, can't wait." So it's just as cringy as Simple MMO's Discord, and it's good to know that it's indeed the community that's cringy and not Mike, but yeah. Holy shit, there's some paragraphs in chat. I love it. Okay. All right, well, I'm good. Thanks for asking. I just hit season 5 on I'm rewatching Psych right now. So I just hit season 5. I just got past the Yin and Yang arc, or the first part of it, right? Cuz Yin or Yang, you know, Yang comes back cuz they didn't catch him. But I'm watching Psych. I'm reading some books. Couch Cat friends, if you read books, would you like to discuss some books? I read books pretty regularly, and I just got done reading a Kindle First, which is rare because most of them suck. Most of them are like single mother on an adventure to find herself again, and it's like that. Or special agent, blah, 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 must return home to face her nightmare and catch a serial killer and work with a sexy hot librarian. It's like every fucking month. So, yeah, I've read a good one. I forget the name already, but if you want to discuss books,
it was so good.
Let's talk about it in the Discord later. Yeah, it was a trippy book. It's like Something Fires. It's set in West Virginia, and it's like the Depression, essentially, but in modern times. And there's like a church that's basically a cult, and they have a book, and the book, like, if they sacrifice an artist, like someone with artist potential that has a vision, they can bring things from the book like to life. And like this book, you read it, you're just like, oh, it's just going to be like Depression era, or not Depression era, but like a depressive read where everyone's trying to build their life back together. But it's like, no, there's a freaking cult. There's like demons. People are like possessed by this cult. And it's just wild shit. Really good read, but that's what I've been up to. Also, we've been doing Idle MMO content. We've been playing a lot of BattleBit Remastered. This game is pretty much on fire. You could probably do like a 5-second clip of this game of you screaming, playing it, and you'll get like a billion views, which, I mean, we should really tap into this market here. That's what's been going on. Chat, we say hi to Global. We'll say hi right now. Hi, Global Stinkers. Okay. Hi, Global Stinkers. Now let's go to the stream chat, if you will, right? Hold on. Let me raise this. I'm going to freaking knock this with my shoulder here. All right. Nauri was number one. So YouTube mod on deck. They were we have a poll going on. So if you're in chat and you don't know this, we have a very important poll. Probably it's the single most important poll since the last poll we had.
I was going to say more important than the other poll.
Yeah, and this is, should I fire Fred, finally, as a YouTube mod? So we're going to get our answer tonight. We have 20 votes, 85% yes, 15% no so far. So we'll check back later. Thank you. Thank you. Why am I getting reported in global chat? Oh, Judy. They're an advisor. It doesn't matter. Flubba. Flubba, speaking of advisors, well, hello there, Flubba. What's going on, brother? Hoodie is here after being super weird in Discord. Good to see you, Hoodie, with his beautiful message there. Alan, you're here. Lycan says, hi, in global. Sweet. Dagen is here, and he says, F in chat for Fred's mod job security. Dagen, another YouTube mod, always represent with Wolf Blood as well. We have Fluffy Werewolf, who left the game in the dead of night and now is at least back in our chat. So good to see you, Fluffy, every time you return. We hope Ice Neo does that eventually, because, you know, Ice Neo is like, I would say Fluffy and Ice Neo are like the new wave of humor for Simple and Mo when they were most active. That's a take, by the way. Caveman is here, says, poor Fred. Good to see Caveman. And he says, Fred had his chance. He blew it. Storm is here, and they say, where are they? They're late. Listen, I tried to hit live and it won't let me go live. So I thought, oh, this is for sure a shit stream, like it's over for us. No, we're fine. We're still here. Duct Tape Man is here, but also who is hilariously coined Duct Tap in global earlier this week. So Duct Tap is here. Another person who has quit probably 20 times and is back for good, hopefully. Theron says hello in global. What's up, Theron? Freaking homie. Another Wolf Blood homie domi. We have Simple Mo Dang. I'm sure this is Dang Gang. I don't know. It doesn't show me the full name. It says bye, Fred. Excellent. Cutie's here. YouTube mod. Visor in game. You can only pick one. Cutie says, God damn, more like Daddy Five. Dang, Cutie. Breaking all types of TOS. Just kidding. Cheap Hugs is here. Good to see ya. Wow, there's a lot of people here. Stream Elements bot, thank you for running. I'm 31 messages behind. Okay, so Cheap Hug says, it's been so hot. Okay, you're just talking about the heat. It has been hot.
Talking about the kid, too.
And the kid? Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. I see Cayman.
Keeban's here. And when are you negotiating with Pison for paternity leave? Unfortunately, CrazyFi has no rights, worker rights, when working in CouchCat.
It's all right. I'm just embezzling money out of CouchCat as we speak.
Oh, that's good. Our like 50 cents per listen. Oh, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm uploading, I don't know if everyone knows this. I know a handful of people do. I'm uploading the audio version of every stream that is like seasonal guild leaderboard stream, but now it's going to be every stream, right? Every stream in audio version on Anchor, which is Spotify. So if you've been sitting here and you're like, man, I really wish this was a podcast again, it is. And we need way more listeners to upgrade our Spotify account. So if that's your jam, please go ahead, go to Spotify, go to wherever you listen to podcasts, and just keep listening. I appreciate it. All right, that was a plug.
What a plug. What a plug.
Oh, you guys talk a lot, man. Oh, DuckTap says, my favorite book is easily Dune. Yeah, you and everyone on Reddit. Okay, dude, come on. What's the name of the book? Okay, CrazyFi, talk to the people while
I'm curious. Fluffy's saying I'm back in the game too. There's a bunch of hot tea. What's the hot tea? I caught the back end of global chat the other day of like someone's buying off or poaching players like 1 mil for every 1K in levels.
Seriously? Oh, it's probably Alucard.
No, I actually, Babel was making jokes like, oh, we've been spending diamonds. We didn't know we could just do 1 mil per 1k levels. I might. Oh, I don't want to say the guild that I think it is because it could be wrong and that could be really bad.
Without any evidence, just blow them. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
That would be so bad. Did you know
CouchCat Gaming is poaching players?
Yeah, join her dead. I mean, or retire. I mean. okay, so the book is Lighthouse Burning by Jordan Farmer. And Lighthouse is the name of the church that is a cult that has like this possessed grimoire. It's really cool. It is a really cool book for a Kindle first. What else? Okay. Mr. Brown can move, can you? All right, Kevin, that's a great one. Amelia's here. Shout out to Amelia. From Rain Factory. Also, by the way, I might as well say it now. I'm trying to get through chat. There's so many of you here, which is great. But right now, Rain Factory, their Guild Series shirt is live in our store. So, link down in the description. I'll post it later in chat. If you're in the Rain Factory Discord, Amelia just blasted that shit everywhere. Now's the time. Now's the time to snag a shirt. The samples came in. They're going through the wash right now because I don't wear dirty shirts. After a really bad experience where I broke out in hives from like chemicals that were treated on a shirt, I'm not doing that. But the logo looked way better than I thought. I was telling Crazyfy, dude, this is a gamble. It's like this is a crazy umbrella logo with like pixel art in the middle of it. And it actually turned out pretty good. So pretty good. I'm happy. I'm happy for Amelia, the Rain Factory, finally get a shirt.
Yeah, and if you are in another guild or a guild leader and would like to do a collab together, let us know. This is like, what, the third guild that now has merch in our store for them to get?
Yeah, we have the TPC Memorial shirt, we have Wolfblood, we have Rain Factory, and now that it's in sample phase, I will say we have a Babel shirt coming up. And they just wanted to be so fucking extra. You know, good or bad, they have some custom art that they supplied me to slap on their shirt. It's going to be a banger. And that is down sample phase. And you're like, Babel? I thought they hated you, Kaizen. I think they do. But Alucard probably hates me less than most. So now we're in talks. Now we're in a sample phase. And it's going to be a hoodie. Because Alucard, how I love working with you. Yeah, I'm just fucking around. But yeah, so that's what's on the docket. I said hi to chat, so thank God. I feel like that took so long, people. I'm so sorry. Diana, if that's your real name, you can go to your account, click your account on the top right. You can change your screen name to protect yourself. But Diana, you can always fire someone, especially Fred. They're asking, why would you fire someone? You just could. Diana says, can we make PvP more immersive for lower levels? Not going to happen. How do you make PvP immersive in the first place?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the definition of immersive for PvP?
Yeah.
But
okay, so let's move on to
Flubba VR PvP. Yeah. Let's introduce VR into simple MMO.
Yeah, that's immersive.
You get every step you take in real life.
You get to see your hand. Instead of clicking, you see your hand press
clicking the button.
Yeah, press the button. Like, it's not an actual, like, VR battle. It's just pushing.
Yeah.
Theron, you know what's funny? So Theron's in Global, right? And he says Ultimate Online, old reliable. I just watched this player play Ultimate Online. It's like a 3 week old video, and he returned to Ultima Online after all these years, and it still looked banger, and it still looked hard as shit. So interesting stuff. Okay, what else do we got on the docket?
You tell me.
Here's an important thing. Shout out to Epic Loot. Yeah. So shout out to Aged from Golden Arrows, because we shifted some things on the website. I did. Okay, I shifted some things. I made a new blog section. I split Simple MMO and Idle MMO. So guess what? All of our old blog links are broken. So if you want to see something, go to couchcatpod.com, go to the blog, the respective blog sections, and get to reading, because I single-handedly broke every link possible. And we're not, we can't really redirect it. Squarespace. So
this is why I do the technical pieces sometimes, most of the time.
Listen, you just got to live moment to moment. What else? Well, that being said, why I create a whole new section, because we're going to be posting, it's not going to be regular, but we're going to be posting reviews. I mean, people like Hot Dog and others in the community have been shining lights on games that we should be playing and should check out. So shout out to Hot Dog for doing that from TPC. But this game, Idle Clans, Alucard and Babelnoh, they're in the freaking game. But we're posting a review. I wrote up a blog. CrazyFi and I are going to do a video on it. And we wanted a space where we can post all of our content that's not simple or Idle MMO related. So hence why I broke all the links and created a whole new section. So that'll be coming out. That is live in the Discord right now for feedback or yep. player input. So anyone from the CouchCat community or anyone who's played Idle Clans, it's a game on Steam and Android, it's not iOS. There's a thread asking for Idle Clans player input. Please read the description, read the rules of the post, because my god, besides Nallery, everyone has just been effing it up. I love you, but even Trungi betrayed me. And leave your player input, it'll be used in the blog post and the video. So that's something on the docket. Is there anything else? I should have wrote this down, dude.
No, I think that covers a lot of it.
It'll come back to me. Something else. There's something else cooking. Good looking. Oh, that's you, chat. You're good looking. All right. So, do you have the blog post open for the weekly kill stats?
No, but I could do it real fast.
All right, cool. Global chat, we're hiding you real quick. Big Bad Bubbles says, "What's up? What's up, Big Bad Bubbles?" That's just like, you know, like you try to sound hard in prison, but then your name is Big Bad Bubbles. Happens to everyone.
Happens to everybody.
Oops. Look at this poll, dude. 74% to 26%. I thought it'd be 100% sweep.
Apparently not.
All right. Yeah. Oh, flashbang warning. Thanks.
Flashbang. Here we go. Someone, I forget who it was in Discord, was like, oh, nice clickbait title there. But it's true. Radiant Dawn has fallen, folks. It's game over. Pack up your bags.
yeah. That title, dude, I was like, what?
That was inspiration at like super late at night when I couldn't sleep because a baby needed it to be taken care of. You know. No, but
who's going to know that besides like Cutie? Oh, well, I guess they're into you. All right. Anyway, let's continue.
Anyways,
yeah.
Yes. So let's cover the weekly guild stats before we hop into the seasonal guild leaderboard, because they kind of feed into each other a bit here, right? So this, of course, is always released every Wednesday, or at least we try to get every Wednesday whenever the schedule's free. And it's Sunday to Sunday is what we do. So this is covering 25 June through the 2nd of July. So the past week, right? Let's cover the guild details real fast. As you can see, the newly active guilds, all of them were actually new for the week. Like Fake Angels, Cookie Empire, all those guilds are brand new. And, you know, it's good to see that we have 9 newly active guilds. But honestly, I think most of these are going to die out real fast or just become inactive. So normally, like if you get over 10 members, you have a good chance of being around for a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of hard for the rest. And then deleted guilds over on the right hand side here. We have 4 deleted guilds. None of them really matter because they all only had the guild leader in there, except for the Guardian of King. That's an older guild. Don't know what happened there. They had a member count, probably just inactive. The player came back and just fucking wiped out the guild.
Wow, and really, then, really projecting hope here in the new guild community.
Hey man, there's never been a weekly guild stat where there are more deleted guilds than there are newly active guilds. So that's true. There's always growth in the game, and the number keeps going up. how long they stay around? Well, you know, it's a game. So
till the next post.
Yeah, till the next post. So if you want to check out some of these, I actually wrote a little thing about some of these guilds, so you could check them out if you want. Go into the blog post, go to the website, and then find the link that way, because Ryan destroyed our links. But
wow.
Now for the dashboard.
Wow.
Yeah, so 602 total active guilds. These are total active from version 9.0 update in April 2021. So they've earned some type of guild EXP since that guild update that occurred. So 602 since 2021 have been created. Of course, we had 9 newly active ones, and they are all actually new as well since last week. And what has been interesting since the guild updates in, you know, beginning of 2023 is that PvE is continuing to dominate the guild ratio here. So we have 306 PvE only guilds and 296 PvP enabled guilds. And you should go check out the video that we just released about the blog post from Mike about the future of Simple MMO for 2023. And that kind of explains why there's no PvE updates that we thought were going to occur for the guilds. You know, plugging in everything. Holy shit, is that King Cows?
Oh my god, what the hell?
The man, the myth, the legend himself. Good to see you, man.
Sticky Vickies, brother.
Good to see you. I hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah, thanks for messaging me every day, King Cows. Awesome. Glad we're still friends.
No. All right, let's focus on the part that everyone really enjoys, right? Top 10 PvP guilds for the week. Babel up at the top with 20 mil, Wolfblood over at 14, the Forest at 10, and every other guild down below is the usual norm that just kind of petered out at the end of the event here. It seems like, actually it's because Mike was paid off by big PvP. I can believe that. Got to keep those PvE guilds down. Now, if we go over to the right-hand side, you can see the top 10 PvE guilds. And Ingles Mod actually beat out Radiant Dawn. And yeah, just had a slow week, I swear. Well, still impressive, though, that you're calling this a slow week and you're still above that 1 mil barrier that a lot of PvE guilds struggle to get across. But Titans, after being poached, they've come back. We keep covering that. But yeah, this is the first week that Radiant Dawn have lost out on their first place position since everything has happened, since they became a guild. Ingles Mod, I don't know. Huh?
They'll never recover.
Yeah, it's game over. They've fallen.
Calling it now, AFK machine, you miss one stream and you never recover. That's the rules here.
Yeah. Pretty interesting to see Ingles Mod come out. I don't know if they just started doing this for the event and then they're dipping out next week. We'll find out next Wednesday when the next week is done. So it should be interesting. Yeah, obviously throwing for content, thank god, because there's literally nothing happening in this sphere right now, as you'll see in the seasonal guild leaderboard. But basically that about covers the week of last week. Not too many crazy changes. Of course, Babel's always on top, but yeah, that Ingles Mod coming out top, pretty impressive. I know they had in their guild bio that they were the number 2 PvE guild. Who knows? Maybe they could be the number 1 if Radiant Dawn doesn't pick up their pace. AFK machine, come on, buddy.
I just want to say shout out to Keeban for literally researching the LCS just to throw the freaking jokes back at us in stream. Because like, I feel like CrazyFi and I and Keeban are the only ones that do the LCS jokes and no one else gets them.
Yeah.
100% go to Worlds every time. Yeah, that's Team Liquid, you know, in a nutshell. But interesting stuff here. It's kind of good to see, you know, movement on the PvE side. I like tracking the PvE side more than PvP side, because like the PvE side, you guys are all proven kings and queens, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's mainly PvE, like you're seeing new faces come up. But I mean, look at Ingles Mod, dude. Is this, like you said, is this temporary, or are they like, what happened to them?
Yeah,
are they juicing over there? Are they in Men's Health magazine? What's going on?
I think it is interesting because the 10th place for PvP had 2 mil earned, and Inglesmod is almost caught up to there.
Dang, that's a good one.
That's rough. But yeah, it is interesting to see that PvE is almost caught up to the 10th place position of PvP, which is a huge thing. It's a big thing, right? Like, it's so much easier to earn EXP when you're PvP. Not so much as PvE, which we all know. But yeah, that was one thing to note there. Who knows? Maybe we'll see that be consistent. I don't know. Probably not. After the event, everyone will die off again and we'll be back to where it is.
This is what will happen. We'll forget, and then next week it'll be new to us once again. That's how you gotta live your life with these seasonal leaderboard.
Week by week.
And week by week, now that it's 3 months long. Alright, so let's move on very briefly. We had to stress the brief part because really nothing is changing here.
Yeah. 3 months is too long?
We'll hide this. And then I'll share my screen. Look at the poll. We're at 28 votes. 75% to 25%. I'm surprised this many people know who Fred is, or you're just voting to appease me. And I like both options. All right. That kind of stuff. King Cal says, shall I join Inglesmod for the meme? No, you shouldn't leave the people you abandoned already. You'd be abandoning them twice.
And just then, be like James and join all the different guilds.
No, you should be like Limits, who literally abandoned us again, and now he's in Wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, and also Tio's here. Shout out to Tio, YouTube mod. Shouldn't you be asleep, dude? All right.
Holy moly.
I guess there will still be a YouTube portion. It'll be a really short one. So, yeah, I guess we'll go, you know. All right, everyone, this is the 10th report of the seasonal guild leaderboards within Simple MMO. This is spring 2023, and this is where we cover the top 25 guilds that are currently climbing the seasonal guild
leaderboard. What the heck was that?
We have multiple tiers here to cover. You know the drill. This isn't your first progress report, but this is going to be one of the most boring progress reports, so we're going to zip right through this shit.
Yeah.
Yeehaw, brother. Again, this is provided by Yomu. He made a special dashboard to us, for us. Shout out to Yomu and everything he's done for us and continues to be our friend, hopefully. And yeah, if you
don't
like
Yomu, about us.
Yeah, don't forget about us now that you're moving on and whatever. We can't talk about that here. So, I mean, he's not really moving on. I just said that. I was being dramatic. But anyway, if you like Yomu, if you want to support what he does, he's got an awesome app, Simple MMO App Hub, where you can play Simple MMO on your PC as a mobile emulation. It's got an awesome chat feature. It just enhances global chat, guild chat, and role-playing chat. Just kidding. I was looking in chat to see who would get excited for that. So you're freaking role-playing weebs. Anyway, check him out. Check out the app. You can win free time within his Patreon tiers. He's got 3 Patreon tiers that you can, you know, support him at various levels. And here every month we do giveaways to earn time and check it out for yourself before you make the dive, so to speak. But yeah, shout out to Yomu. Okay, so here we are. We're in the special tier with the top 5 guilds. Nothing has changed. We got Babel number 1, Wolfblood number 2, The Forest number 3, Rain Factory number 4. Crazify out of 10, how likely is it I am going to be buying Amelia a mug?
Oh, very likely.
All right.
10.
10. Great. Those are great odds. Chat, out of 10. So here, backstory. I made a bet with Amelia that she would not be in Celestial Tier by the end of the season. Her guild. So if she did remain in the top, I would have to buy her a coffee mug and pay the shipping all the way to EU. So please chat, out of 10. All right, we got TO, 10 out of 10. All right, I'm not looking anymore. and then number 5, which shocks me. Golden Arrows still.
Yeah.
Oh.
Heaven and Hell is going to beat him out next week. I'm calling it now for the 8th week in a row.
Yeah, this is the 10th week. And I think it's been that way since the beginning. Oh, no, Heaven Hell didn't wake up until, like, week 6. All right, anyway.
Just pulling a number out of your ass right now.
Hell yeah, brother. Who's going to fact check me? My mom?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. we're showing two at the same time. Why is it uneven? Fucking long ass names over here. Okay, so it's almost perfect. All right, we have Legendary tier here. This is the 6th through 10th spot. Heaven and Hell right behind Golden Arrows. Yeah, I mean, that's not really a surprising take, you know, as I thought it was. Hearing it out loud, like, wow, that's a bad idea to say. But you know what? Heaven and Hell could do it. Murder of the Universe is at number 7. And now here we go. Here is the only movement out of 25 guilds. We have Jimmy's Guild, who eats faces, apparently. The Merry Men of Simple Mill, they've, you know, revitalized. They were a dead, old, ancient guild covered in dust and ash, and now they're back, and they roleplay probably, and they took a position from Prostor, or Prostor or Decayed. I can't tell. We're huge Prostor's fans of
the game.
Okay, so we're huge fans of Prostor, but it looks like they're taking a break. Or maybe people have stepped down. I don't know. But Merrymen have taken number 8. So good for you, Jimmy. Good for all the Merrymen out there. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I don't think you're going to be eating Alucard's face. But maybe you get top of Legendary tier. That's pretty cool, right? Maybe you overthrow. Maybe you're the one that overthrows Golden Arrows.
I'll call it now. Merrymen stay in Legendary tier.
Okay. I thought you were going to be like, Golden Arrows.
No. Heaven and Hell's going to move up. Merryman's going to stay.
Okay. All right. And then we have Knights Who Say Ye at number 10. Blows my mind that they're still here. Just unreal. All right. Moving on to Epic. We have 11 through 15 here. Shocker. Everything again is still the same. We have Still Friendly. We have Radiant Dawn, or Rad if you know him. We have Crimson Tower. Still keeping the same name. Thank you, Caveman. They used to be called the Crimson
Offensive.
The Crimson Tutu Wearing Offensive. I was trying to think of a really long name. We have Gorilla Wizards at number 14 and number 15 Friendly too. So, you know, good for everyone here. Not really moving, not really grooving, just kind of holding on. X-Fi, where are you, brother? Your guild needs you. Otherwise, Gorilla Wizards are going to fall. All right, moving on to the Elite tier. Everything's the same. Number 16, we got Ingles Mod. 17, we have the Titans. 18, we have the Peaceful Crusade. So shout out to Loch Ness for what she's been able to do with what she was left with. Because you got Rice Asima, who's just really sassy. You got Hot Dog, who speaks in riddles. You've got Sentinel, who I don't even know if Sentinel even plays the game anymore. I see them more active in Idol MMO Discord than anywhere else. So, you know, shout out to Loch Ness for what she's able to do with Cream Cow's, you know, kicking to the curb. Yeah. Okay. Number 19, we have Ornate Greenhouse and, you know, Father Canopy, whatever you're doing, it's working. And Mother Root. Yeah. Mother Root. Shout out to you. Always giving me good waves. You know, every time Mother Root waves to me, I'm like, it's a good vibe. All right. Number 20, we have Solid Step. I thought they would decay more. I guess not. Good on you guys. I would shout out their leaders, but they have annoyingly long names on purpose. So I'm not doing it. All right. And just like that, we breezed through the trash tier, everyone. Now we're at rare. The trashies of the trash. Nothing changing. EXP down here is really close. So yeah. By default, things will move with time. But we still have a friendly guild, you know, out of the 50 friendly guilds in the top, you know, freaking 30. It's just unreal that they can be so spread apart, but you know, such a gigantic presence in just like this portion of the leaderboard. I am afraid of what Days mentioned, where it's like, what if they just all combined and then just got their act together? They would probably be celestial tier easily, but they're holding down rare with friendly, you know, with the others above them. Mantis Cove, Ubi's guild. Literally, Ubi, it's been said that Ubi is playing Diablo 4. And that's it. That's all I know.
Down.
Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm only at Manatee's. Anyway, Manatee's running it. Hit him with a boat. You know, hit him with a boat. Move on. We got Dusk at 23. We have Cheese Colt still at 24. And Constant Crew didn't. Normally, when we see a new guild jump into the leaderboard, they have like a strong presence. they'll jump, you know, a couple spaces, like they're newly active, they're doing their thing. Quantum Crew stayed at 25.
Yeah, Cheese Cult and Quantum Crew are probably going to move up next week because they got almost a mil. Both of them got over 800K. So, you know, if they're around in the beginning, maybe, well, they were, if they were as consistent as they are right now, maybe they would have been higher up. But, wow, that was a fast speed run of the seasonal guild leaderboard.
Cutie says, we'll end the YouTube segment here with Cutie's quote, okay? And Cutie says, aside from mana and friendly, I don't think I've ever seen these other guilds. All right. That should go real well for your confidence, everyone. And thank you, YouTube, for watching this. Past me, thanks future you. And that'll do it.
Yeah, it goes fast when nothing changes, that's for sure, Nallery. So yeah. I know we are getting towards the end of this season. And in the original season, we did a top five and then the community voting. Now, because this seasons are in the game now, and Mike has said that there's going to be awards for the season. Not going to do the top five for awards this time around. Instead, we'll stick to our community voting for the different guilds that make the top 25 once the season is done. So we're taking, we're going to work on refining our community awards. And then be on the lookout to see a notification in our Discord for voting on the community awards for the season. And then we'll go do an award show like we did last time. Hopefully a lot better production as we learn how to do this and we get better at each time that we do it. So that's your heads up now. There will be a community voting on the season and more to follow. We are just refining our community awards right now. So
yeah, so definitely enjoy the 10 mushrooms of energy that Mike gives you in game for all your hard efforts. But here we're, can I tease what we're doing? You're kind of saying yeah. We're going to work. He's already expressed interest. We're going to work with our close friend Keeban to work on some artwork specifically for the community awards that we dish out last season. And that way you don't just have, you know, I mean, one, thank you for everyone who won an award that put it in their guild bio as a flex. That's what we want, especially for your guild to have. But that is going to change and you'll be able to have, you know, an item that you can embed, so to speak, into your page and flex that in chat. So that is what it's all about, flexing on noobs.
I didn't realize you were actually going to drop the artist's name.
Sorry. I mean, Keeban, why not? Keeban, you know, give us a discount. Give us a discount for, hey, new partnership, Keeban and Couch Cat. And Keeban, do you have a profile we can link to? Do you still use that Discord, that portfolio Discord? We could, like, add it to our website.
Yeah, shout out to Keeban. You'll probably see it soon. Commissioned him to do my head like Pison's head, and it's really good. I like it.
T.O. Shout out to T.O. So we've been fortunate enough to have awesome friends do our work, our artwork for us. T.O. for sure did it for freaking free. I just love that he's like, Keeban, I hope you're not getting paid either. Yeah, unfortunately, that's going to change, but T.O., we owe you something, man. I'll buy you merch, dude. How about that? We'll buy you merch with our combined funds. You definitely deserve it. Any merch you want. Is that reasonable for T.O., for what he did for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah, man. All right, anyway. Was that it? What'd you say? That was it. Was that it?
Yeah. Are
you
going on? So that's seasonal guild leaderboard. That's the notification for everyone to be on standby for the community event. Not the community event, community voting. ooh. Screenshot that and send it to Mike right now.
Hey, I guess we're not testing Idle MMO, huh, Keeban?
But yeah. So, all right.
All right.
Yeah, actually, good. Yeah, I want to show off my head now. I want to show off my head because I like it so much.
Man, we're just partnered with the coolest people. We're just partnered with them because I said so. No legal binding contract.
Holy shit, why is it so fucking big? Hold on my screen. It's because I had my screen zoomed in. But
Itchy Pugs. Thanks for stopping by.
Let's show it off real fast. It's loading. There we go. Check out this bad boy. This is what Kevin made.
Yep. Finally, he has his own head.
I have my own head now. So the background is actually transparent. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's
I don't know why Chrome is doing that. Yeah. But I opened it in browser. But yeah. So really happy with that. Baby face CFA. Yeah. So
yeah, they're gonna be like, is that Donnie? Who's the is this the other?
yeah.
So you'll see that on his opinion pieces, maybe in game. I don't know if he'll change, but like,
yeah, I gotta put it in game.
It'll be part of his opinion pieces and whatnot.
Is this baby fi?
Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna pull up, guys. I'm gonna pull up Crucify. If anything comes to mind while I'm doing this, I'm going to pull up my roasting list.
Okay.
Oh no, it's asking me to log into Confluence. Please let this be the account that I logged in with.
Dude, speaking of baby fine hair, he came out with a whole head of hair, and he's just absolutely just jet black hair. It's wild. It is honestly wild. He's the cutest little baby ever. So, but
oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is Flubba still here?
I don't know, I haven't seen them.
Dude, I have all these chats open. I haven't even looked. Can you share?
Yeah. Oh, holy shit.
Dude, I was like, that's not scripted. That scared the shit out of me, Sola. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, I have a roasting list right now. Dude, Theron's on this list. I totally forgot about that. Get the fucking roast Theron. Oh, Sola, thank you so much. 5 cups of coffee with our Buy Me a Coffee link. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
That's very kind. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't have to do it, but that's one way to support the channel. And it's
much appreciated.
We highly appreciate that. All right. I don't think Flub is still here. They're on a veer. I have Manti on the list, but Manti's probably playing Diablo 4. Cutie's on the list. I'm going to really regret that one.
Theron's here.
Okay. Yeah, Theron's here for sure. Yeah. Yippee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Theron. All right. We'll do Theron tonight. That's fine.
I like how we both respond at the same time to.
Yeah. Hey, it proves that we both look at the email. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
if there's one thing we don't fuck up, it's the email.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did D Dang DD?
I don't know. It's hard to keep track of people and their names.
Dengy Patty Formula sent me 100 mil. Jesus fuck. Who is this? Sin says Dang is better than the rest.
That was D-Dang, or SMMO, Dang-Gang, in chat.
Dang, probably. Yeah. I want a giveaway? Dang-Dang says I want a giveaway. When did I do that? Oh, Fluffy is reincarnated werewolf in-game now. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh.
Changing it up. I know Fluffy roleplay is a little roleplayer, a little baby.
Okay.
Where's Theron? There he is. Holy shit, Theron, you're over 100k? Yo, Theron, you need to come play Battle Bit remastered with us, by the way. It's been too long. You used to come to the VC, now you're just eating pizza or some shit.
Pizza sounds good.
Sounds like a fanfic fund. Oh, fucking Fluffy, shut up.
Dude, it's long overdue.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm trying to think what else we have going on. Oh, chat. I need someone or someone's. I need a group of people. If I were to bring back coffee chat with global or coffee with global chat, you know, it's supposed to be me and Ubi, but Ubi is just freaking ghosting. If who would come on and talk to me, talk with me at like 8 a.m. Eastern time? Because it's meant for the EU people. So like I asked Amelia, I've asked, literally that's the only EU person I've asked so far. But yeah, I made it sound like I did my due diligence, but you know, I really did it.
I've asked one person, and that's
I've asked one person, but I don't mind more. But I miss coffee with global chat. I'm trying to get Yomu Wong so we can talk about Idol MMO. I think that'd be kind of cool. But
it's on Saturdays,
8 a.m. Amelia says I said I would. All right, we'll talk about it. What about James? I don't know if I can count on James. He's just like in and out. He's like in and out. Hadu? No, that's not. I'm sorry, Amelia. No. We love Hadu, but we already did that. We already did that boat. He didn't give me any of my Death Star secrets. No. Can't do it. Can't have him on anymore.
Yeah, more King Cows content.
You know what? King Cows?
King Cows?
King Cows, why don't you hang out? He's probably gone now.
He's probably not even in chat anymore.
Oh man. Yeah, James is wild. I mean, we play Call of Duty with him, cutie. Like, I don't need any more proof. I'll reach out to King Cows. We'll see what he says.
Alucard.
We have Amelia here as well. What if I interview Paizen instead? Says Alucard.
It will probably be the most boring interview we'll have on Couch Cat.
Dude, confirmed. You'll be so shocked. You'll be like, Paizen is that cool?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin says, this in preparation for the Couch Cat Moves the EU stream? Oh, my. All right, TSM joke confirmed, brother. They're going to LPL, right?
I think yeah, supposedly they're going to LPL.
Yeah. Also, would you guys be interested in a Q&A with Couch Cat? We've done it once. It was okay. But would you be interested if we post it in our Discord, you know, so we can farm your questions, would you be down? And we could just do a stream or a video where we just answer questions.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, we'll put it in our Discord as a form or as a thread. If you're interested, post your questions there. And if you're not interested, then we won't do it.
Keep it. Yeah, but only Hunt would ask anything.
Fuck. All right. Okay. So let's get this roast out of the way. Alucard says we'd only discuss Pro League. All right. I want to discuss Collegiate League, actually.
Oh, dear Lord.
Let me share my screen. Global chat, goodbye once again. Hey. I don't know why it stayed. I don't know why. Can you hear that dog barking, or is that just me?
I think it's just you.
There's like a dog right outside my house barking. You couldn't take live questions. You can't keep up with the chat. All right, Amelia. Sorry. You know, sad to see you go so soon. Good night. Someone banned Amelia for like 5 years.
The coffee cup is now coming in broken pieces.
Yeah. All right, let's zoom in here. So this is the coined player roast segment by Couch Cat, by Mr. Paizen himself. This is all in good fun. So if this is the first one you've ever caught, it's going to be harsh, but just know it's all in good fun. All right. You have some warnings. You have role play warning. So some trigger warnings, right? They could be a role player. They could be a weeb. We don't know until we get deeper into this profile. So prepare yourself in case they are. And I think Theron is. Wolfblood is like a secret role playing den. I freaking know it, dude. And I love every one of them. But let's just get into it. At the end of the profile roast, I will be going to you chat for votes out of 10. And we'll just, you know, we'll get on to it. So right off the bat, Theron has really cool background art. I have not seen this before, Crazy Fly, and it looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, I like this one too. He's got a really cool avatar. And then, you know, he's a wolf, so we're strong, steady 10 out of 10. Pretty nice, pretty good. This is probably one of the better starts we've had in a while. I mean, gosh, if you think about Cutie's first profile roast, man, I wanted to throw myself off a cliff. All right, moving on. So motto, have fun storming the castle. Sure, dude. Are we talking about like Castle Wars and RuneScape? Does anyone remember that? When RuneScape had like its first ever like large PvP event, it was like the Castle War thing. Man, that was awesome. Okay, showcase. We have some avatars here. We have some books here. We don't have a Couch Cat book on display, so we're already dropping points here. We're moving on. We have some award sharing as caring. I think everyone gets that by level 10. Crafting Sovereign. Why do people craft in this game? It blows my mind. Health, pretty decent. You know, chump change, but pretty decent. Bio. Oh, here. Okay. Okay, look at my mouse chat. Look on the right side. Do you see this little scroll bar? This is a fucking Harry Potter book of a fucking bio, all right? Okay, thanks. A whistling wind wound its way through the valley. It brushed by the bristles of pine trees, stroked the stones scattered across the ground before finally flowing freely into the town of Minok. The moon hung low tonight, a cruel crescent blade on the anvil. It glowed a glaring white, pulsing in rebellion against the cold breeze. Yeah, I have something pulsing right now, I'll tell you what. Darren... Demonetized, dude. You don't know what I'm talking about. Darren Hammered.
All right. It's long, fucking dude. Confirmed. Wolfblood roleplays, and so does Pison.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely roleplay evidence here. We'll be submitting this to the court pretty soon. Let's see. We got Wolfblood shout out here. Pretty cool. What is this? All special characters? So his avatar done by Rogarth. Rogarth is a cool homie, to say the least. You know what I mean, brother? We have Red doing stuff too. Man, that's sick. That's great. Lore written by... Okay, so you're such a role player, you have lore credit. Oh my. My screen went black. Okay. I think one of my power sources is loose because I just kicked where my monitor was and it just scared the shit out of me. Anyway, moving on. The Rim Wolfblood, sweet. Another Wolfblood shout. Okay, we get it. What are the latest comments? Oh yeah, I always have to leave a comment. There you go. Yeah, I lost interest. Okay, let's go back up. Let's zoom out a little bit.
What the fuck?
Let's go to stats. We're going to stats. You know, strength. Yeah, I've seen like a 5-year-old with more strength than that. Defense. Ice Neo is coming for you, brother. I hate to say it, but he visits me all the time, and it's because I have 5 defense. Dexterity. Now that's a champ. More people will need. More dexterity. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the thing. All right. Special attack looking good. Reputation. There you go, brother. You're getting rep. Okay. Oh, hold on. What the fuck? Why are you doing bounties, Theron? All right, dude. We're at like a steady 1 out of 10 right now with the fucking bounties here. I just can't. Okay, this is a better name than what we saw before. So it's good. Let's go to interaction. That's just me and him. Let's go to equipped. Let's see. Is he a noob? What the fuck? Okay. All right.
Holy shit.
You could tell 20%. Someone PvPs. Yeah. Oh man. We're just. He even has a special sprite for what weapon is this? How do you find out?
You don't. I don't know.
Oh shit. Okay. What is that, Darren? What is this?
I like Someone that pet, me. Too. Holy shit.
Which one? Wolfwing? It looks like a ripoff of Pokemon on fire. Okay.
Ooh, only legendary tools? Oof.
Oh, this is the true sign of a poor person. Okay, moving on. Awards, again, it's whatever. Showcase, again, no CouchCat related items, so I mean scoring's pretty low. Oh, holy shit, I was wrong, brother. All right, we're back out 10 out of 10. He's a role player. He's a dirty little shit, but you know what? He's, oh my lord.
Holy shit.
How could I ever doubt this man? I forgot
about that one.
How could I ever doubt this man? This beautiful wolf boy, Smith guy. All right, let's go back to profile. Chat. Oh, first, you know what? CrazyFi, out of 10, what do you give Deren's profile?
Dude, I gotta do an 8. That avatar and background combination alone is a 10 right there. Like, that's probably the best avatar I've seen.
Yeah. That's a good score. Chat, out of 10. No, don't dump the books. No, don't make me lower the score. Out of 10, what do you give Deren's profile? I'm going with a solid 9 out of 10. You know, he's a role player. He's got to lose some points for that, okay? But everything else, solid profile. Not because of the Couch Cat. It's because of the Couch Cat merch. Sorry. Hey, you're just trying to get points, Deren. What the?
Hey, it's working.
Is 9.
It's working. Change my score to 10 out of 10, baby.
Cuban is negative 2 out of 10. Amazing. Pickle-Eye says 7.4. Dagon says 4 out of 10. Dagon, aren't you a role player too, dude? Let me fucking roast you real quick. Oh, wait, I already did. Cutie is negative 3, no anime, plus 2 for Wolf, negative 2 for roleplay novel, 7 out of 10. God, what a way to get to a score, Cutie. Amelia says, I saw no cats, 7 out of 10. I mean, if you think about it, wolves are just like, kind of like cats. If you squint.
That's a hard
If you don't
stretch.
Think about the animal kingdom, if you let it just come to you naturally, they're kind of adjacent.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's kind of like how a tiger, you know, he's always trying to fight for his existence here in any chat possible that tigers are cool. If you think about it, they're not that cool. Okay. Chio says 7 out of 10 because not enough decks. Man, I hate to see you get scored like that. Deren, you know, all things that can be fixed, you know. Fluffy says, I give it a strong 6.9 out of 10. Why did I laugh, dude? I'm so dumb. For making Pison's power source loose and darkening his screen. Dude, I kicked something. That was scary. I should, you know, I need better cable management.
Look at his little hat.
What the fuck?
Look at his little hat.
Single D baby fight.
Such a cute little hat. I was baby fine.
You're like surprised by your own baby. You're like, what is that?
that hat's new. That the Brandon, they just bought it.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what I was catching. It's so cute. Man.
Keeban says a pulsing 6.9 question mark. Let's not discuss that. Ali card, let's not discuss that either. Is everyone done scoring? That's it? All right. Well, that's the player roast. Thank you, Deren, for playing along. All right. Let me mark you off the list now. It feels good to line through a name, you know?
No. Dude, that is such the cutest little hat.
Oh my god, crazy. That's it was pretty baby. Funny. I couldn't see its face. I couldn't see your son, Jeremiah's face.
My wife
face.
Blocked out his face on purpose.
He will look like any other baby right now. Like a little worm. All right. So that... Whoa. Okay. I still have the guild leaderboard up. We'll throw some gold chat here. All right. Who left their baby in here? Yeah, CrazyFi's like, what? Let's look at the poll real quick. We have 33 votes. 76% say Fire Fred and 24% say no. Guess I'm going to Fire Fred.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, baby look like baby confirmed.
What's Salary's answer? the husky thing, my cat likes to meow at the neighbor's husky when he howls, so I think he's howling too. That's not, is that the now he's, oh, 10 out of 10, all wolf boys go to heaven. Now, okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. Sorry, Nowry. Oh, put the crazy God. Fight head on with the hat and boom, baby fight.
We have, so I went out and bought, because, okay, if you don't know, babies, they have sharp nails when they pop out, and they like to scratch accidentally at their faces, so you put mittens on them. I got the little man some mittens that are dinosaur claws, so like it's green mitten, and it has like little like flimsy, you know, like dinosaur nails, and it's the cutest shit ever, and now I'm going to put those on his hands with that baby hat, and he's going to be the cutest little baby ever. Oh man, oh man. Let's end the stream. I got things to do.
All right. That'll do it for the stream. Thanks to everyone for hanging out with us, for voting in the poll, for just sticking with us, you know. Crazy Fight said some weird shit about pulsing earlier. Let's just sweep that under the rug.
Crazy Fight, dude. You wow. Just
let that go. I'll be reaching out to people for some coffee stream guests. Keep an eye out for our next video. Could be about anything. Keep an eye out for Idle Clans review. Keep an eye out for our Idle MMO content. Just keep an eye out. And if you're free during the weekends, we're playing BattleBit Remastered. It's $15. It's worth every penny. It's an awesome time. And we can have like squads up to 8. So if you want to play with the Couch Cat crew, and you've never gotten a chance to because COD and Battlefield, you know, smaller squad bullshit, now's the time. Hop on by. Play some BattleBit Remastered with us. But yeah, that'll do it. That'll do this for a stream. Thank you to tuning in. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. And head on over to couchcatpod.com for more simple MMO and idle MMO content. And check all the blogs again because I kind of broke all the URLs. Isn't that sweet? And shout out to Rain Factory. Your shirt's live. It's awesome. Get it down in the description. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks, Sola. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Sola. Bye-bye. Wait, I can't say that. Do it again.
Taking my thing. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Taking my thing.